Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And always, always, always got to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me when I know I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that have been successful in their business or just living out their dreams. Also, remember, y'all, this is what the show is about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, and your reality. Again, I'm looking for submissions from independent artists, so make sure you email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com so your songs can be featured on the show. Last week on the show, I had Corey Lumford, a.k.a. Days Rich. He was on the show giving us his information about his recording stuff. So today on the show, I'm having recording artist Deathbed Sauce sharing his inspiring story as well. Want to say good morning to my XRQK Los Angeles 80 News Talk and, of course, Airtime America Radio Network. All right, guys, this month is the celebration of Black History Month, and I kind of want to acknowledge a few pioneers who had gained respectable presence in our history books. So the first one I want to acknowledge is Dr. Carter G. Woodson. I want to just acknowledge him and also got to acknowledge our Rosa Parks and also want to say happy birthday as well to her. Today is her birthday, February 4th, 1913. So I want to acknowledge those two. Rosa Parks was our African-American civil rights activist. I know everybody remembers the story about Rosa Parks. So, again, just want to acknowledge them. And y'all do y'all Black History research. And is there anybody want to share any ideas? Make sure you hit me up at 347-215-6288 or email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. All right, guys, got to give it to you. You know it, you know it, you know it. Got to give you your dose of reality. You know, reality is always, always juicy. So have my ear to the street on our Love and Hip Hop, their reunion last night. So, you know, it was kind of good, y'all. And I love Monique. Monique, she did her thing, y'all. She really held it together on the reunion. That Erica and, oh boy, Rich Dollaz, you know what? I kind of want them back together, so I don't know. That was a mess. And finally, Amina and Peter Faith, his ex, and kind of put it on the table. I don't know if y'all checked out their performance, but their performance was pretty cool. So, but I could tell Tahara was kind of a little upset about the little performance. So, but everybody else really didn't get a lot of playtime. So I guess the playtime will be on reunion part two. So we got to stay tuned with that as well. All right, y'all, Seahawks fans. The Super Bowl was here this weekend and it's gone. So Peyton Manning, them knocked on the door and the Seahawks answered with a Super Bowl win of 43 and my Broncos with an 8. Well, I'm so glad I didn't bet to do anything like cut my hair off or do anything crazy. Ooh, I am so thankful for that. Also, want to acknowledge our Pro Class 2014 Football Hall of Fame. Let's welcome Michael Strahan, Walter Jones, Andre Reed, Ray Guy, Aeneas Williams, Claude Humphrey, and Derek Brooks. So kudos to those gentlemen for getting to the Football Hall of Fame. All right, y'all, gonna give you your blast from the past. You know, I know y'all love y'all blast from the past. Gonna take you there, and when I come back, gonna have recording studio artist Deathbed Sauce. So y'all definitely gotta stay tuned and check that interview out. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. Don't move.
All right. Blast from the past.
And he also will be releasing The Boy Who Found Blue, February the 1st. So ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Deathbed Sauce. Hi, Daniel. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
I am great. Thank you for taking the time to interview with me today.
Well, thank you for allowing me the opportunity, girl.
Tell my listeners a little bit, how did you come up with your artist name, Deathbed Sauce?
Actually, the name originated, my wife and I were actually out to lunch the one day, and on the menu, it just had the initials DB Sauce, and I asked my wife, I said, what exactly, you know, I was trying to get a burger, and I was like, so what is this DB Sauce? And she's like, Deathbed Sauce. I said, okay, babe, I've got my name. I've got my name. The more it carried with me, of course, I think the more mysterious it became. And the story is rather simplistic as far as, you know, just being out to eat and coming up with it. But the more I look at it and the more I've gotten feedback from other my fans and just other musicians and producers, they said, you know, they're just like, where did you get that name? Where did you get that name, Daniel? And
at a restaurant.
So I think it defines me. I mean, there wasn't really much to it in the beginning, but I think the words fit together. You know, a lot of people just look at it like, what exactly is death bed sauce? I mean, they look at, you know, it makes me and my music, I think, seem a little mysterious.
It does. But I like that name.
Yeah. I mean, it's done quite well for me, actually. I mean, you know, coming up with a band name is not the easiest task because you want something that is going to catch people's eyes and ears.
Right. Stands out.
Yeah. So with that, I had been playing around with names, and then it just came one day after all this time and just eating lunch with my wife, and she actually was like, yep. That's that sauce. And I was like, got my name, girl. Got it.
Well, tell me the story, if you can, briefly, about living in the homeless shelter. Let us know about that.
Sure. Back in 2012, my wife and I just made some, we were living a middle-class lifestyle with our son. You know, no wants, no needs in life. Both had, you know, good paying jobs at the time. And we just made some poor choices in life, you know, that costed us everything. I mean, we lost everything. And the main thing was we lost, the family unity. Actually, my wife and son and I were all separated for a period of 6 months. My wife and I actually went to jail for 6 months.
Okay.
As a result of these choices, our son went to New York City with the in-laws, and I thank God that they were there to step in and do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got out, and she was able to make the move to New York because she had, you know, she's a Queens native.
Okay.
So she was able to make the move initially to New York and at least be with our son. I myself, being a Pennsylvania resident, there's always paperwork with these choices that you make.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself coming to the shelter. Like, I didn't know what else to do, and I thought that I'd only be here a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And the paperwork just kept getting, you know, well, you'll be there by July. Well, you'll be there by August. You'll be there by September. You'll be there before the holidays. And it just kept going and going, and I finally had spoken to my wife several months ago, and I said, how long is this, like, you spoke with the attorney, like, when is this officially going to be cleared?
Mm-hmm.
And she said 6 months. So I thought, okay, you know, I at least have a window now. I know I'm not going immediately. I thank God that I've been able to at least travel back and forth to New York during this time.
Okay.
You know, so you know, every few months I've been able to go up to New York and we've been a family for a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, and then I come back. So if I at least had that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, overall, I mean, it won't be until July. So I, you know, I just kind of settled back when she told me this several months ago, and I said, you know what, Daniel, you got to make a move. So I'll be out of the shelter here in approximately 3 weeks.
Oh, cool.
I've got an apartment. It's about 20 miles out of this town I'm in. So, yeah, but all in all, it's been a blessing. I mean, it'll be 11 months when I leave here,
okay.
And it's truly been a blessing here. I honestly was I was just taking life for granted, and no humility within myself. And I came here, and I said, I rediscovered who I was, who I am, and who I want to be. And
okay.
And I thank God for that. I found spirituality.
Great.
And stopped being selfish, and said, you know, I believe I'm on a mission now, and I believe I'm that vessel. And I'm trying to instill in others at this point that through the most difficult of times, there's always hope.
Okay. That's yeah. very encouraging, and that's very inspirational, you know, for you to say. And but I wanted to know, how did you get started in the world of music, and how did you get your inspiration?
How really it started? Well, my mother was a music teacher and self-taught. And at a young age, I started with the piano. I was about 9, 10 years old. I played the piano for a few years and just kind of got away from it. But there was always music in our household. And I had always been a fan of all genres of music. What comes out of me these days is more of a punk folk feel, but I love everything.
Okay.
And so Mom was definitely an influence. My mother raised me, and my grandmother also. So my two ladies in the house raised me, and there was always a musical household, a very artistic atmosphere. And then, honestly, I found Nirvana when I was a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I thought this is what I want to do with my life. Like I at the time I was going to college and high school at the same time. I do a half a day at the high school, half a day at college. So it came time for full-time college, and I told my family, I said, this is not what I want to do right now. I want to start a punk band. And they're like, what? You know, I mean, I'd grown up in middle class,
mm-hmm.
very practical family, and when I came to them and said, I don't think I want to go to school and be a psychiatrist right now. I think I want to just be a punk rocker. What are you doing, Daniel? I mean, you're giving up a $40,000 education right now for this? And I said, this is what I want to do. I feel I need to do this. So I took 3 years of my life, did the punk scene, and then I found a girl, and I got married, and I ended up going back to college. And for past we're looking at like 20 years, I've been in and out of it, the scene. You know, I've always had my guitar, like daily. I've always played my guitar, regardless as to what career I was in. The guitar was always there. And always a musical, growing up in a musical household, I always carried that into my household with our family, and we've always had, you know, the arts present. And then I would say 2012 was when I was playing out regularly, and then, you know, some bad things happened, and I came out of that and came to the shelter and started, you know, hey, let's put this situation into words. What, you know, what's going on right now? So I started really focusing on it, and I just happened to, get noticed on Twitter via Mo Rock, and
I know. Shout out to Mo Rock.
Yeah, shout out to Mo Rock. I mean, he is my man. I went on Twitter to start posting videos and links to everyone and anyone, and he just happened to respond back, and he said, "Can I call you?" And I thought, this is a joke. You know, this is just some guy posing as Mo Rock. Like, I mean, I always believed in my music. It was just, you don't know. With technology today, you get a lot of people that, get on there and say there's someone. And so I called, I gave him my number, he gave me a ring and said, tell me your story, you know. Tell me what you want to do with your music. I said, of course, I want to be a rock star, Mel. I mean, who doesn't want to? And he said, I told him factors in my life that I didn't know about my age, and I had always believed in my music, but here's my situation. And he said, we can do this. Like, I believe in you. Your sincerity and your potential
mm-hmm.
are the two number one things that your authenticity and potential are what attracted me to you, and we can do this if this is what you want to do. And And I pushed myself since then, and the words just keep coming. But,
that's right.
Yeah, as far as, you know, overall inspirations, you know, bands, Nirvana, definitely. I mean, I'm definitely a fan of modern folk as far as, like, Ani DiFranco, Bright Eyes. I've always been a punk rock. But like I said, I go into other genres. You know, a lot these days, there's a lot coming up with other things involving other genres, and I love that fact. And just the people in my life, that's my inspiration. I
okay.
mean, I just, everything I'm writing about, I'm living. And honest artistry, and I think that's so important to music. That, you know, a lot of artists get out there and they just, what they're putting out is disposable. They're not being honest with the fans and with themselves, what they're writing. It's all money, and with me, I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'm just doing this because I love to play the guitar and I love to sing.
Right, and it's your passion. And I also heard you got a release coming out February the 1st, The Boy Who Found Blue. Congrats to that as well.
Yes, yes. Mo and I worked on that, and an EP, The Boy Who Found Blue,
mm-hmm.
which will be out, it's tentative February 1st. It's going to be close to that date.
Okay.
You know, it will be within the first week of February.
Okay, cool.
We're looking at February 1st, but it might be a few days after. But also, yeah, Mo got together with me on that. A nice EP, there's actually a four-track EP, so three of the songs are just me and my acoustic guitar. And then Mo had actually sent me a techno pop beat in an instrumental, and he said, have some fun with it, Daniel.
Okay.
Let's see what you can do. So I put down some lyrics to it, and he tweaked it. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that's going to add saying, hey, you know, it's not just me and the acoustic guitar. I'm willing to go any and every route with what I'm doing. I think as long as you stay true to your vision, that's really all that really matters. And there will also be a remix edition of that album, which is done by DJ Antonis, Petro Giannakis, which is will be a techno house remix edition. So I'm anxious for that.
I'm anxious too. I can't wait to come out. But let me ask you, tell any person that who's trying to get into music scene or, you know, trying to be a musician, or just give them a word of wisdom, what would you tell them?
Well, I think be honesty is the number one. Be honest with what you're doing. Be honest with your vision. And no matter what circumstances you're faced in life, you can always make music. I mean, I'm making music in a homeless shelter, so, and I'm able to make a record, you know. It's all there. Just be passionate about it. And you have to, you can't just sit back and say, I'm going to be a rock star, or, you know, I'm going to be a musician. You have to make that effort daily to get up and go towards your art and pick up that guitar or the piano or just sing and take the time to practice and get it out there. There are so many avenues.
Right.
And resources available to you in today's market. I mean, when I had a punk band, there were not these opportunities. I mean, I was calling people and producers on the telephone, and you know, there was just a lot to it. These days, it's so simplistic as far as the avenues. It's just a matter of you have to put a lot of work into it and
right.
plug. I mean, I'm constantly plugging my videos, you know, other artists. You have you know, open yourself. Don't be selfish.
Right,
so
exactly.
Look at other artists' music. Appreciate their art as long as, along with your own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't be a hater.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. You can't. And, you know, every opportunity I get, I mean, of course, I'm always plugging myself, but I'm also bringing in other artists and giving them a plug and saying, hey, you know, check this band out, like, you know, check the singer out, and, You know, just no matter what obstacles you face in life, you can always overcome.
Okay.
And in the situations that you're in, you can always make music.
I like that.
I you know, like I said, I'm in a homeless shelter, and I've been able to, you know, put out what I have, 15 videos on YouTube right now.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's all been during this time, and it's... And plus, I was able to do two records, you know, one with Mo, and then for another techno producer to approach me and say, I want to do a remix of it, you know, just make those connections. You know, you just can't sit around and think it's going to happen. You got to be, you have to have that motivation.
Yeah, you know, that's the most key thing that I like, that you have to have, you know, with anything that anyone does, you have to have that passion. You got to have some type of inspiration or motivational behind it to make it work. And then another major thing that I always tell my listeners is you have to surround yourself around positive energy in order to make things flow. And, you know, like you said, your inspiration or your networking outlet was Mo Rock, you know. And without him, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with him and meeting him and talking to him, and he is very inspirational. And I love working with him, and I can understand exactly what you're saying as far as your outlet with him. You know, he's all about helping others, you know, give them that avenue to get where they need to go. So, you know.
Oh yes, he's truly godsend. I mean, he's my producer and promoter, but I consider him a friend at this point.
Right.
I mean, we've known each other, I think we're coming up on 5 months now. And, he's a godsend. Like, I get on the phone with him and he just shoots it with me. It's not all about, we pick up the phone and it's all business. He's like, hey Daniel, you know, what's going on in your life? And I love that aspect of it. And that he looks for artists that gets in the woodwork.
Right, correct.
There's so much talent out there. If you really look, it's not always on the radio. Not always, you know, you have to look, and there's great music out there, and he has that gift of finding artists that are not getting the recognition that they deserve.
You are absolutely right.
And giving all of himself to those artists. Like, I truly owe, aside from God, I mean, Mo's up there too. Excuse me. Mo's up there too. You know, he's just, he's done so much for me in a short period of time, and I'm greatly appreciative of that. So, I guess I could slip a little thing out here. We're also talking about doing a full length here in a couple of months. So, the plan is to go to California and actually meet Mo.
Okay.
Face to face. So that's in the works. I mean, we're expecting great things from these EPs. And the videos, too, the videos are very personable.
Okay.
And there's also talk of doing just a mini tour right now, and after the EPs come out. And, Mo and I have been discussing, hey, maybe we should, let's do a full leg.
Y'all need some pretty women to be in the video, hit me up, tweet me up, I'm coming.
That'd be great. So, we'll see how things go.
Good luck with that.
Take it one day at a time, but right now, I mean, my video is EP, I'm focusing on it, you know, I've got some collaborations coming up, and it's an open door, and I'm doing whatever I have to do.
I don't blame you. Well, Mr. Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Dead Vet Sauce, I thank you for taking the time to interview with me on Open Talk 2 and /NowHipHop.com as well. So thank you for interviewing with us, and I hope you have a good day.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy.
All righty. All right, Open Talk 2 listeners, this was Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Dead Vet Sauce. Find him on Twitter, y'all, at Dead Vet Sauce. Let's support him on his music. Again, he has a release that's coming out February 1st or mid-February. So check that out and check him out. He's going to he'll hopefully have a video that's going to be dropping behind him. So thank you again, Daniel.
Thank you, Cindy.
All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Daniel Cable, a.k.a. Deathbed Sauce. Oh, I'm going to be in one of them videos, so I don't know what he's talking about. I'm coming to California. I'm going to be in one of them videos, so y'all just stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next Tuesday, February the 11th at 10 a.m. And next week on the show, I will be having VH1 Mobwise Big Ange. She's going to be here with me sharing her story on how she loves the reality scene. So make sure you guys follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook. If you have any ideas or stories you want to share, email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Again, I'm looking for independent artists to submit their submissions to me, so make sure you do that. Again, Houston Power Football is having a golf tournament this March, so make sure you check out their website at www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. Y'all might see number 93 come out of retirement, y'all, so check that out as well. I may be coming out of retirement playing this season and final season. Again, y'all, remember, this is Black History Month. This is a celebration of Black History Month. Again, I did acknowledge a few pioneers who gained respectable presence in our history books. Again, they were Dr. Carter G. Woodson, again, Rosa Parks, and again, want to say happy birthday to Rosa Parks. This is her birthday, and also Jesse Owens. So you guys have a great week, great hump day, blessed weekend. See you next week. Gonna leave you out with a commercial.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Do you want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.GimmeSugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.